This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard looking forward to a holiday weekend. And as we get ready, we will make sure you know what's going on in and around town. If you just got up, we had a race yesterday, primary elections, and probably know by now that Corey O'Connor, who was the endorsed Democratic candidate against incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey, has won 53% of the vote to Corey, 47 to Mayor Ed Gainey, which Rich Fitzgerald pointed out 4 years ago, Mayor Ed Gainey got 47%. However, if you remember back then, Bill Peduto was also trying to keep his seat. And then Tony Moreno, who was a Democrat then, was trying to obviously make some noise. He made enough that he got some write-in votes and became a Republican candidate, and he beat Thomas West. So in the fall, it will be Tony Moreno against Corey O'Connor for the mayor's race. Historically, though, it's an uphill battle for Tony, and he knows that. Because of there hasn't been a Republican mayor since the 30s. We'll talk more about the details of this coming up. Also, I was looking at the national news, really important story about what's going on with the budget today. Overnight, it really was at 1 in the morning. CBS's Jared Hill.
Just after 1 a.m. in Washington, the House Rules Committee gaveled in to consider the Republicans' massive budget package, clearing the committee the final hurdle before heading to the full House for a vote.
We're here to finish the job.
Why are you trying to ram it through in the dead of night?
The late night session, hours after President Donald Trump rallied Republican support for what he calls his big, beautiful bill on Capitol Hill.
I think we're going to get everything we want. And I think we're going to have a great victory.
But party divisions have dogged the measure. The bill would make the president's 2017 tax cuts permanent. It works in his campaign promises of no taxes on tips and overtime. The measure also increases spending on national security while making cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and clean energy subsidies. Conservative hardliners say it doesn't do enough to slash the federal deficit.
The president, I don't think, convinced enough people that the bill is adequate the way it is.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is confident his caucus will pass it.
We are right on track to deliver.
The president said the bill also includes initial funding toward the construction of his $175 billion Golden Dome defense project.
The Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles even if they are launched from other sides of the world, and even if they're launched from space.
Amid the domestic focus, today President Trump is hosting the leader of South Africa, a week after welcoming a group of white South African refugees to the U.S.
All right, going back to that bill, House Republicans cannot afford to lose more than 3 votes if all Democrats vote against it, which is expected. The Medicaid issue has been a sticking point for some Republicans as well. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that adding a work requirement could cause more than 8 million people to lose coverage under Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. This still would have to go to the Senate, where there potentially could be some changes as well.
CBS's Jared Hill. Also in the news, the passing of cheer star George Wendt. Sometimes you wanna go
where everybody knows your name. Well, George Wendt, who played the lovable barfly Norm on the 80s hit sitcom Cheers, died in his sleep. Wendt got his start at the famed Second City Improv Troupe before landing his role on Cheers, where he received 6 straight Emmy nominations.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Ah! Good, brother, you be a nom?
No, I know what they look like. Just pour me one.
Wendt's death came on the 32nd anniversary of the Cheers finale. He went on to star in the short-lived CBS series, The George Wendt Show, and later had a recurring role on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. He also appeared in several Broadway shows. Fellow Cheers stars reacted to Wendt's death. Ted Danson said, "I'm devastated to hear that Georgie is no longer with us." Rhea Perlman called him the sweetest, kindest man I ever met. It was impossible not to like him. And John Ratzenberger said, "What you saw on screen was exactly who he was off screen, with impeccable comedic timing and a deep loyalty to those he loved." George Wendt was...
Thank you, Ellen Gamble. Larry Richard with Clint Hurdle, the new bench coach for the Colorado Rockies. Skipper, how you doing this morning? Sorry we got you out of the shower.
Well, it was that time of the week. I usually take one a week, and this morning was the morning.
Appreciate your time, because when we first talked about your book, Hurdleisms, your schedule wasn't quite what it's become. And I know in mid-April you were going to be the hitting coach in Colorado. Next thing you know, you're the bench coach. How did that happen?
Well, there's an old saying, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. In the last month, I have had a couple pivots in my life. I was asked to come back to the organization. We're in a very tough spot right now. And I was asked to come back and oversee the hitting program on the 18th of April. So after conversation with a few close friends, my wife, my kids, you know, they said, "Follow your heart, Dad, run to the storm." And I ran to the storm, and I was the hitting coach for approximately 3 weeks. Then a week ago, Sunday passed, the Rockies let Bud Black go and named Warren Schaefer interim manager. And they asked me now if I would pivot into the bench coach position and help mentor Warren into his new role as a major league manager. So another conversation with Carla, the kids, and some of my close friends, and I said, "You know what? I'm here. Let's go ahead and put the helmet on and get in the passenger side and try and help this guy drive."
I'm sure for you, it's, you know, like riding a bicycle. You love the game so much, and your wife Carla, Maddie, Ashley, and Christian, if they say go, you go. So there you are. In the meantime, you're a man of your word, because you had committed to next Thursday night to this very important Anchor Point Counseling Ministry event at Wildwood Golf Club, where you're going to share your story and kind of your rise and fall and rise again. And I talked to Mark, who heads up the, as you know, Anchor Point, and he goes, "No, Clint's coming." I said, "How can he come? He's the bench coach of Colorado now." He said, "You're going to work it in. God bless you."
You know, it's one of the things that the summer was designed to be book signings. I was actually going to be in the Berg from the 16th to the 30th. I had a couple different events planned, and we were just about to release the dates and the locations, and everything changed. I have been able to make a couple of these, appointments or events that I took upon. Anchor Point is near and dear to my heart. It always was in Pittsburgh. Sister Mary Jane is so close. The former Susan Alexander is going to be there. You're going to be there. I got friends on friends that I'm going to have an opportunity to see. And it's not an off day, so this one just kind of fell in my lap. We're in Chicago. I'll fly in on the 29th. We'll have the event the night of the 29th, and then Carl and I will fly on to New York the next day. But there were many events that I had to cancel. I've been fortunate that each and every one of them has been rescheduled, and there will be some back in Pittsburgh in October, and I'll make sure I let you know when and where I'm going to be around.
Please do. And I had the honor of attending your event. Now that you have a home on Anna Maria Island, which you discovered when you were a skipper for the Pirates down there in the Bradenton area, and for for the Prader-Willi syndrome event that you did in honor of Maddie, your daughter, and all the people like my cousin Alan, and I appreciate that. But what I think really resonates with people, Clint, is your willingness to share such private things and how you overcame those in your life.
Well, I think vulnerability is something, you know, I don't think a lot of men talk about. I think more men are talking about it now than ever. Women were probably ahead of us trailblazing on this account, but it's a superpower in today's world. I really believe just the way the challenges of the world, the distractions of the world, when you can open up and share a story that others can identify with, and you can actually, you know, say, hey, I know what you feel. You know, people will say that to you. And a lot of times I know in dealing with Maddie's challenges, having a daughter with a birth defect, Carl and I, a lot of people would say, well, we know what you feel. And I'd say, oh, you have a daughter, you have somebody in your family with a birth defect. No, but our kid likes to eat a lot. You know, I mean, okay, you let it go. But truly, you know, in my case, a couple failed marriages, battle with alcoholism. I'm a recovering alcoholic, 26 years. People in Pittsburgh know my story. And Pittsburgh's a blue-collar city. A handshake's real. You work for what you earn, what you get. I had so much fun there, so much respect for the fan base and the time we spent. You know, we got close at a big three-year run. But I do think the people identified with myself as just being, you know, somebody had to do some hard things. And lo and behold, I'm doing some more hard things now. But there's so much joy. You can only have joy if you experience sorrow. You can only experience happy if you've been sad. And I think through the book Hurdleisms and some of the things I continue to do daily, I'm just sharing my experience, strength, and hope with others. And there's a lot of people out there that can use some experience, some strength, and some hope.
We're with Clint Hurdle. And so what was the genesis of writing Hurdleisms? And I know you were very excited and should be about releasing it just recently.
You know what? It just kind of happened organically because I turned down multiple opportunities to co-author a book while I was in uniform. After our World Series run, the great 21 out of 22 games we won in Colorado, people want to hear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
A couple of people reached out to write a book. We had success in Texas the 1 year, went to a World Series. Hey, now you've been to the World Series two different spots. How about a book? Now I'm still in uniform. And then our 3 year run in Pittsburgh, where, you know, that PNC Park, it became a hostile environment for visiting teams. Our fan base was so loud, so proud. Our players were proud of wearing the uniform. After that 3 year run, you know, some people in Pittsburgh and some other authors said, hey, how about co-authoring a book? And I just wasn't the right time. So once when I was fired, I had a couple years off, and another friend approached me about writing a book. He was going to co-author it, Dave Brichette. He produces the TV games for the Rangers. He's done it for 40 years. He was going to do all the heavy lifting. I thought, wow, this is perfect. A guy that's done it, a guy that's had success, I'll just, you know, verbalize, whether it's on, you know, we do it, we spend a couple weekends together, we write notes, I'd send him some of my journaling. he'd do all the hard work. Well, we did that for 2 years, 2.5 years we worked on it, and then we tried to push the book out the door to a publisher, and we could not get anybody to publish it. We went from being mad to sad, and we kept hearing the same thing. Two 65-year-old men sharing it. Now, it's a small demographic. It's not going to work. So Dave asked me to reach out to my friend John Gordon, who's a very prominent author and speaker. And John read the book. He said, have John read the book. And whatever John says, you know, maybe we'll figure it out. John read the book and said, Clint, you need to write your own book. And that's not what I was expecting. I said, John, no, I give him 5 reasons why I shouldn't write my own book. And he said, so you're afraid. Well, Larry, that got me to put my fist up. And I gave him 5 more reasons why I wasn't afraid. So he goes, so really, you're just afraid. He goes, you're afraid of what every author. Every author's been afraid. Rejection, disappointment, they won't like it, you'll be made fun of, da-da-da, hard work, you've never done it before. He said, Clint, you've done all this before, just in different arenas. Here's your next arena. So he shared with me, he said, I keep a folder called Hurdleisms. There's things I've heard you say the last 14 years in spring training with the Pirates or with the Rockies. Write a book on Hurdleisms and share some of your story. That's how it happened, Larry. I got double dog dared.
And part of what I love is your dad early on, and you've been a baseball guy your whole life as a player and manager and, of course, cover of Sports Illustrated. But early, your dad shared a lesson with you about life isn't fair.
My dad has shared so many lessons with me, and I am blessed, as most people will tell you, that when they have a father who lost a father. My dad's 91, and my dad still speaks wisdom. And at 5'8", he can still shut this big boy down when he needs to be shut down. But he did. It was a couple, you know, 2 divorces. I'm dealing with my drinking, and I'm whining, I'm complaining, this, that, and the other thing. He says, get up and shut up. Exactly his words, get up and shut up. I had to move back in my parents' house at the age of 31. That's a highlight, right? That's a career film highlight. And he said, get up and shut up. We're going to take a walk. So I got up. I shut up. We walked outside. And he started asking me some questions. And he goes, you know, life's not fair. You hear me? Life's not fair. And I didn't say anything. He goes, did you hear me? I said, Dad, you told me to get up and shut up. I'm not going to say a word. He goes, son, the only thing that's fair about life is a ball hit between first and third. But the beautiful thing about life, it's not fair for anybody. Your life's going to be determined by how you show up when things aren't fair. Who you show up for, what you show up for, what you're able to bounce back from when you're set back. You need to find some backbone. You're relying on a funny bone and a wishbone. You need to find some backbone and get out there and do some things and take a stand and clean yourself up and get right. And that was it. That was a big push in a different direction for me. When somebody loves you that much to tell you, you know, tough love's still love. And my dad and I mean, we played catch on his birthday at the age of 91, 67-year-old me. 91-year-old him playing catch. It looked a lot different than it looked like when we were much younger. It was more chase than it was catch.
That's a beautiful moment, and you are blessed to have your father. And great book, Hurdleisms, and Clint Hurdle coming next Thursday for this very special night. Anchor Point Counseling Ministry at Wildwood Golf Club. I will be there. Wouldn't miss it. And if you'd like information, you can go to anchorpoint.org. Check out Clint's book. And Skipper, I appreciate you taking the time with us this morning and looking forward to seeing you next Thursday.
Larry, I appreciate everything you do for so many people, buddy. I look forward to seeing you as well. Have a wonderful day.
All right. God bless. Clint Hurdle. Great conversation. Every Wednesday at this time, we check in with Christine Sorensen, anchorwoman, KDK-TV, and of course, Marty Griffin's talented wife, who has led us to a lot of great events that going on with Kidsburg, kidsburg.org. Christine, good morning.
Hey, Larry.
It's pool weekend for a lot of people. I know Sandcastle's open, but Memorial Weekend officially for many places. Unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be a little chilly.
Yeah, it's not the ideal pool weekend, but a lot of pools will be open, and nothing stops kids from wanting to go in the water, right? I mean, water can be so much fun, but it can be very dangerous for children. And that's why Kidsburg has a really great article about pool safety. And Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood has this brand new episode that focuses all on pool safety. And for people who don't have little kids, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood is a spinoff of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood with the character Daniel Stripe and Tiger. And it's all a cartoon. And they've got this great song that once you hear it, will stick in your brain. But that's what we want kids to do, is have a song that sticks in their brain to remember about being safe at the pool. So check out our story right now on kidsburg.org. You'll see some great advice about talking to kids about water safety, things like asking for permission anytime you want to go in water, even a bathtub, you know, that's a body of water as well. Always having a water watcher, someone who is supervising, who is not on a phone, not reading a book, and not even talking to anyone. It's that important. Using the buddy system, you know, making sure you have a life jacket, especially near a lake or an ocean, things like that. So it's a wonderful article, and now is a perfect time to make sure you check that out.
You definitely have to remain highly vigilant anytime kids are around water in any way. So that's very important information. That said, go ahead.
I was just going to say there's a very popular TikTok influencer who sadly, her child died just recently, drowning in a pool. And so I know a lot of young people have heard this story. And so, you know, it's a good reminder while they're talking about it and realizing, like, this can really happen. Even when parents were around, like the family and adults were around the pool when it happened. So that's just why it's so important to talk about it. And especially a lot of kids will know about that story, kids who are on social media.
Christine, this really resonates with me because it was Memorial Weekend and my first out of neighborhood friend from school drowned. And it had a profound effect on me, I think, from then on. And so when we talk about vigilancy around pools and waterways, that's really important. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really sad when that happens, and especially when it's someone you know. And so that's why it really is so important to talk to kids and other adults, too, to make sure that kids are safe around water.
All right, lots of free stuff going on this weekend.
Okay, it's nuts. Our guide to all the events happening this holiday weekend, most of them are free. So I'm just going to mention a couple highlights. But on Saturday, it's the River Life Chalk Festival. This is over on the north side, and there are dozens of artists creating these unbelievable creations. They literally look like things are popping out of the sidewalk because they look 3D. I mean, it's just so cool, and you can watch the art come to life right before your eyes. This year, they even have one where people, you know, non-artists or anybody can come and participate and make their own 2x2 mural as part of a big public mural project and community project. In addition to that, there's music, there's food, it's a whole festival. So that's going to be fun and free. And then we've got free yoga in the park. This is at Allegheny Commons, also in the Northside area. That's at 10 a.m., not just this Saturday, but every Saturday throughout the summer until early September. It's right across from Gus and Yaya's. So enjoy your yoga and then go get some Gus and Yaya's.
And we hope that people will remember the importance of this holiday. It is Memorial Day weekend, and there are ways people are remembering those who paid the ultimate price and then also celebrating our men and women who've served too.
Absolutely. And I think it is important to help kids understand what the holiday's for and how blessed and lucky we are to live in this incredible country. And it's thanks to people like our veterans and those who've sacrificed their lives. And there's a wonderful Memorial Day parade in Lawrenceville at 10 a.m. on Monday. And then there's all kind of events in the beautiful cemetery right there, the Allegheny Cemetery, which is very historic. And then also on Monday, there's a really cool celebration at Soldiers and Sailors Hall from 11 to 4. They're going to have free museum tours, food, games, activities, special tributes to American heroes. If you haven't been to the museum, this is a great day to do it because it's completely free. They even have free parking around there, and it's just going to be a wonderful way to honor our heroes.
Christine, always appreciate your time. Go to kidsburg.org. We will see you next week and have a great holiday weekend with your family.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, Pittsburgh will have a new mayor next year, and it likely will be this man.
I want my kids to raise their families here, like my wife Katie and I are doing. I want you to raise your kids and your grandkids here.
A generational mayor with his late father, Bob, 20 years ago being mayor and thanking people with a sign outside on the streets.
Just like his father did. Corey O'Connor, currently the county controller. A 21-year-old man has been charged with giving alcohol to the 20-year-old fan who fell 21 feet at PNC Park last month.
I guess in their conversations, they were asking, how does this happen? And they feel like that contributed.
And Kevin Markwood's recovery from critical injuries continues. A beloved cast member from one of TV's biggest shows of the 80s has died.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norm! That's George Wendt, best known as Norm Peterson on Cheers from 1982 to 1993.
Yeah, and looking back, one of the most successful sitcoms in television history. Thank you, Paul. Coming up next, we'll talk to Marty Griffin. Lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.